This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, February 24th. God's word to you today is Blazing Love. Our scripture reading is taken from Zechariah 2, verse 5 from the King James Version, and it says, "For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her." Yesterday, we established that ashes are proof of a negative progression. Wherever you see ashes, greatness was previously predestined, but the enemy has done this. Note that fire only answers to fire. Fire does not answer to grammar. Fire only answers to fire. So when God wants to protect us, his children, from negative fire, he surrounds us with his own consuming fire. I pray that today and beyond in your life will be saturated with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. The fire that preserves his own. God will be a wall of fire round about you. God showed Moses the consuming fire in Exodus 3 verses 2 to 3. God was on the tree as fire, and the tree was not consumed. God is saying, every other fire needs to feed on what is on gas or firewood. When the enemy sends his fire, it feeds on what is left because it does not stop. Its objective is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So the fire keeps going. But Jehovah is saying, I am the fire that is all sufficient. I do not need the fuel that you provide. I provide my own fuel. When God's fire comes and burns as it is coming upon you today, the only thing it destroys is the fire and the work of the enemy. He preserves us. He protects us. So do not be afraid of the fire of the Holy Spirit. It is there to protect you. It is the type of fire you say amen to and not respond in fear. The privilege of walking with God is a beautiful picture of beautiful ashes. The privilege, the grace to walk even with the maker of the heavens and the earth and have a relationship with God is a classic picture of beauty for ashes. Genesis 18 verses 26 to 28 says, "And the Lord replied, if I find 50 righteous people in Sodom, I will spare the entire city for their sake. Then Abraham spoke up again, since I have begun, let me speak further to their sake. Even though I am but dust and ashes, suppose there are only 45 righteous people rather than 50. Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5? And the Lord said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 righteous people there. The ability to speak to God and he answers you is a classic picture of beauty for ashes. Who are we really? We are just dust. Side by side with God's grace and God's glory, we are like ashes. But God gives us beauty for that ashes by choosing to be our friend. God wants to be your friend. God wants to walk side by side with you. The songwriter in the lyrics of the song Friend of God captures it so aptly when he says, who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing, I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, he calls me friend, God Almighty, Lord of glory. You have called me friend." I want you to meditate on the words of this song because it is truly powerful enough to bring dramatic changes in your life. The beauty of having to walk with Jehovah, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Beautiful. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for loving me and being mindful of me. Thank you for my glorious turnaround. Be a perpetual wall of fire round about me and my family. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.